No fewer than three couples are getting married today in civil ceremonies at the Guildhall in Windsor, England. But only one couple's drawn a satellite feed. After a more than 30-year courtship, there's a euphemism that covers rather a lot of history, Charles Philip Arthur George Windsor has taken Camilla Parker Bowles to be his lawfully wedded wife. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Windsor. Anthony, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what's the hat look like?
Well, we're jammed in with the crowds here out below the crenellated ramparts of Windsor Castle, and we're looking at the intersection. We're looking also at the red brick Guildhall where the ceremony was held. Mm-hmm. And it's a very small town here. Windsor is just 20 miles west of London, the thousands of people here packed in, and it's a very festive scene for what was supposed to be a low-key ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Anthony's a high-rate journalist. He's not going to talk about the hat. Let me ask you, Anthony? Anthony,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, what's now that they've been wed, what's on the schedule for the rest of the day?
Well, following the civil ceremony in the Guildhall, they retreat to inside the castle, and at 2:30, there will be what they call a service of prayer and dedication, and that's a blessing where they will go to St. George's Chapel inside Windsor Castle, and the couple will say prayers before the Archbishop of Canterbury. Also, Lord Carey will read from the Book of Revelations there. Mm-hmm. One thing a lot of people have picked up on is that they will be reading from a Book of Common Prayer, in which the couple will have to say, "We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness." In other words, they'll be saying a sort of repentance. And a lot of the media have picked up on this as a sort of, it's not, of course, intended, but talking about the adulterous relationship the two had. Later in the afternoon, at 3:45, there'll be a reception hosted by the Queen in the State Apartments in Windsor Castle, joined by celebrities, the royal family, and royals from other parts of Europe. And then at 5:45 in the afternoon, they'll be taking off for their honeymoon in Scotland.
Uh-huh. Now, does the reaction of the crowd there, the interest in it, and perhaps people you've spoken with suggest that there's been a softening in the hearts and minds of the British public towards Camilla, and a lot of people rather like her and rather like them as a couple now?
Well, I think there has been a softening. I mean, I think people have been ready for this for a long time. As you say, you know, these two people have been involved with each other for 30 years, and it's become a fact that people understand. But at the same time, they've had to make so many concessions to dissatisfaction with the fact that these two are, you know, divorcees who are remarrying, which is something the Anglicans have a problem with. It is the first civil marriage for an heir to the throne, and there have been a lot of questions about the legality of that. Mm-hmm. Also, Camilla is still seen as a marriage wrecker, and a lot of people are unhappy to that. And so the whole civil ceremony, the fact that it's being held out in Windsor instead of in the city, the so-called low-key ceremony is all an acknowledgement of public dissatisfaction with the marriage.
Anthony, this finally, we sent them a George Foreman grill. Have you been able to determine if they received it?
If they've received what?
Our George Foreman grill. We sent them a George Foreman grill.
We haven't seen that. We haven't seen any replicas in the souvenir stores here. If we start smelling barbecue smoke, we'll certainly let you know, but I think the royal catering is supposed to be pretty good.
All right. Well, glad to have you on the case. NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking with us from Windsor. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.